fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
World Hepatitis Day was on Sunday, but this doesn't mean we should stop talking about it. In Australia, hepatitis B and C affect around 2% of the population, but global rates are much, much higher. Awareness of the conditions and the symptoms that may be associated with it is essential for prevention, detection and treatment. And here on Fitter Happier, we have got Matt Armstrong from Hepatitis WA. Matt, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
It's lovely to have you here. And we were just talking about the day is gone, but we don't have to stop talking about it just because the day is gone.
Absolutely not. It's an opportunity to talk about it a little bit more than usual. And to be honest, hepatitis B and C is something that isn't talked about a lot.
It's not. It really isn't.
No, we actually call it the silent epidemic because it affects a significant proportion of the population. As you said, 2%, that's about 400,000 people. But despite the rates being high, awareness is really low, and sometimes complacency is quite high, as well as misunderstanding. So having a dedicated day where we can talk about it helps us to sort of draw attention to it and hopefully make a difference and improve the lives of people living with and affected by viral hepatitis.
So what is hepatitis?
Sure. Well, I mean, hepatitis itself is just a fancy word that means liver inflammation. What we specialise in at Hepatitis WA is viral hepatitis. So you might have heard of Hep A and Hep B and Hep C. Those are three distinctly different viruses that all have one thing in common, which is they can cause damage to the liver over many years. Well, hepatitis B and C specifically. They're often passed on from blood. So they're categorised as blood-borne viruses, and people can be put at risk of them if they have engaged in a behaviour where it's likely for one person's blood to come into contact with their bloodstream. They're chronic, and in a historical context, it's often things that people live with and sort of stuck with, and they are misunderstood and sometimes feared. So many people living with them have the experience of things like stigma, and sometimes discrimination, and there's been a pretty heavy psychosocial impact related to them as a result of that fear and discrimination. And one of the most exciting things at the moment with hepatitis B and C is the fact that we finally have a really good cure for Hep C, which is changing everything at the moment. That's kind of the main thing that we're trying to promote, because it's radically different to what it used to be, and it's making a really big difference because now it's actually something that people kind of want to do, because it works and it's quite easy.
Yeah. Well, I feel like growing up, I remember getting a needle for some type of hepatitis. Is that true? Is that right?
Yeah, you probably did. I'm not sure how old you are, but if you went to school in the 80s, you might have got it in year 6 or 7, something like that. If someone was born after the year 2000, they might have got it at birth. Those are the vaccinations for hepatitis B.
Okay.
And the rollout of that vaccination amongst young people is really high. It's 90-something percent. So a significant proportion of young people have been vaccinated against hepatitis B. And in some cases, hepatitis A, particularly people do travelling a lot. That's something people pick up overseas quite often.
Is that also bloodborne?
No, hepatitis A is actually from human faeces, believe it or not, which is quite gross.
Yeah.
So in countries that have maybe dodgy water supplies, that maybe have open sewer systems,
yeah,
people
sure.
drink the water, they can come into contact with it that way. We don't get a lot of that here in Australia.
Luckily.
It's pretty much Hep B and C, which are bloodborne. And there's no vaccination for hepatitis C, unlike Hep B.
But there's a cure.
Yeah, that's the difference. Okay. So the only way to stay safe against hepatitis C is to know what the risks are. And unfortunately, not many people get educated in what we call blood awareness throughout high school, or when they're, you know, reaching stages where they could be putting themselves at risk through, like, backyard body art or something that's got to do with blood. And many people, you know, having not been vaccinated and, you know, potentially putting themselves at risk and not understanding those risks, could have taken a risk, could have picked up the virus, could be living with it completely asymptomatically and just not know.
Well, what does hepatitis look like? What does it feel like for someone who may is infected the right word with it?
Yeah, that's probably okay. For a positive person, there's usually no symptoms for the first couple of decades.
What?
Yeah, you've got to wait for the liver to actually break before you feel sick, and that can take like 20 years or more.
Wow.
And unfortunately, even when the symptoms come on, they're subtle. So you start getting run down and tired and lethargic and depressed, but gradually and slowly over decades. And most people just think they're getting older and it's just a natural part of life. Some people can get some symptoms right at the start. It's more common with Hep B, and people get like gastro-like symptoms early on when they're trying to fight it off, or aches and pains and fevers, and sometimes they go yellow. But with Hep C, most people at the start get nothing. And if they do get symptoms, they might get a cold for a couple of weeks, and they either fight it off or they don't. 25% of people fight it off. Most people end up keeping it, and then no more signs for the next 20, 30 years. So if they don't realise they've been put at risk, the question is, how do they know? And the answer is, unfortunately, a lot of people just don't.
That's crazy to think about. Like, and I've had many blood tests at the doctors, and I feel like it's not something that they've ever been like, hey, have you ever been tested for hepatitis?
Well, usually to get tested at the doctors, unless you're quite unwell, you actually have to go in and ask for that test. It's okay. Not part of a general screening.
Mm.
Even with things like liver function tests, especially early on, there aren't any sort of clinical signs that come from checking the liver. So unless you have a reason to go and ask for the test, or you're quite unwell, or you go to a place where they're testing everybody, or even if someone gets profiled, that's a possibility too, many people just don't get offered that test. And because the risks are not intuitive, many people don't realise to go and seek the test and actually ask for it. And then as a result, something like 20 to 30% of Hep B and Hep C today is still undiagnosed. And in fact, at a global level, the message for Hepatitis Awareness Week is finding the missing millions. Because globally, there's millions of people that have this stuff and just don't know. And even here in Australia, it wouldn't be millions, but it would be in the tens of thousands.
So if you are infected with it, what is going to happen to you? If you're living with it and you don't know, what are the effects that it will have on your body?
Nothing for a long time.
Yeah.
Like I said, 20 years later, you might be like 30% more tired than you are today. If it gets towards really advanced liver disease, then it can become somewhat apparent, you know, with some like skin rashes and pains under the right side of the rib cage and swelling and things like that. But even that's getting towards advanced liver disease. It's very subtle.
Mm.
The symptoms don't let you know what the problem is. And in some regards, that also makes people who are living with the virus potentially a little bit complacent because it's not bothering them right now. And that may be leading to some people not accessing the cure, the fact that it's sort of like the silent little thing that's all happening beneath the surface and it's not actually like a pressing condition. But we don't think that's accounting for, there's actually still 170,000 people with Hep C that haven't been cured, and they all could be very effortlessly with this amazing new cure. A lot of that's not so much from complacency, it's more from just not realising that the treatments are available. And the cure is, at the moment, 8 weeks away.
That's
effectively
insane.
Yeah, it's changed a lot.
On Fitter Happier right now, we're speaking to Matt Armstrong from Hepatitis WA. Matt, let's talk about this cure. What does it involve?
Well, unlike the previous cure, which was, and I say previous, I'm talking as little as 3 years ago, the cure for Hep C was 6 to 12 months of chemotherapy, effectively.
Oh,
it was
God.
Called pegylated interferon, and it was...
That's insane. That's
horrendous.
That's heavy.
It was horrendous.
Real heavy.
His hair would fall out. You'd get skin rashes. You'd be anemic. You'd have to have specialist appointments and support. And we offered those sorts of services at Hep WA. But 3 years ago, the current treatments, they're called DAAs, they were put onto the PBS, and they're freely available for all Australians on Medicare as much as they need. These new drugs are pretty much just pills for 8 to 12 weeks. With barely any side effects in most cases. At worst, maybe a headache or some trouble sleeping, but that's considerably rare. Most people don't have really any side effects, and a 95% chance of cure.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, that's a really good question. Most people... Look, there are some people, like I said, more concerned with where they're going to sleep tonight as opposed to getting rid of Hep C. Or
yeah,
some,
sure.
And some people... Having to go and take a pill for 8 weeks is a big ask, and I'd like to recognise that. But the majority of the 170,000, we suspect, just don't know. Maybe they still think it's the chemo days. Maybe they have been misinformed and been told it'll be really invasive or really expensive. At worst, it costs someone about $120. So price isn't really a barrier. but they may have been told that. Mm. They may not have a pathway. They may not know where to go. I mean, we can get this new medication from GPs now in the general practice as opposed to seeing specialists at hospitals. But sometimes some GPs don't prescribe, and sometimes people can get the runaround and get misinformed. Or some people are actually sometimes too afraid to go and access the cure because they might have had previous negative experiences in the past where they might have been judged or been told they can't have a cup of tea or been feared and walked away feeling small and now reluctant to go back and seek the cure. That's actually one of the reasons that we're treating people at Hepatitis WA directly through our premise on Aberdeen Street, because we want there to be a safe space for people to access the cure, even if they might have had those negative experiences previously.
Yeah, I guess it's all about breaking down that stigma and, you know, for something that's so easily curable and also detected, yeah. I feel like more should be being done about it.
Well, part of moving forward, especially with Awareness Week, it's actually about normalising having conversations about this stuff and, as you say, breaking down those stigmas. And part of the work that we do through raising education and awareness is letting people know that, you know, anyone could have this stuff for any number of reasons. And that it's not something that we need to fear, because just casually there's no chance of it being passed on. You've got to be doing something high risk that involves blood-to-blood contact. And people that have Hep B and Hep C are just like everybody else and deserve a chance for their health. So
yeah.
We want to make people feel welcome and have positive experiences at accessing this cure, and no matter where they try and access it from. And Hepatitis WA can be a place for that if somebody needs it.
Well, yeah, I did just lastly want to talk about Hepatitis WA, and you call it the Dean Clinic.
The Dean Clinic, yeah, because we're on Aberdeen Street.
Not the party nightclub Dean that you see around when I was
I'm afraid not.
On the scene.
Bit of irony there.
Now, yeah, tell me about the Dean Clinic.
Well, like I said, it was created as an attempt to get to provide a safe space for people to access the cure without any judgments or prickliness or anything like that. So we're very fortunate to be in a position where we have two GPs and a specialist that come to our site directly and can treat people that come in effectively off the street if they want to. We do prefer people to make appointments, but people can just come in and talk to us and see one of the nurses and get an appointment to see one of our doctors. The clinic's free. It's all bulk bill. It runs on a Tuesday and a Wednesday afternoon most weeks. And it's just a direct point of contact with someone who can get someone on this treatment almost immediately. I mean, really, the cure's about 8 weeks away if someone can come and see us, and if someone knows to come and see us and to access the cure. And I guess that's one of the big problems, is letting people know that the cure is out there and it's a phone call away, Hepatitis WA.
Yeah, well, if anybody wants some more information, you can go to healthywa.wa.gov.au or Hepatitis WA website, which is...
It's just www.hepatitiswa.com.au.
Well, that's a nice easy one.
Yeah, or they can call us on 9227 9802. We do want people to go and see their GPs too, because we want GPs to see that there's a demand and they can treat on their own if they want to, and we can assist GPs in doing that if need be. But the big thing is for people to know that they have to come and see us in the first place. So if anyone thinks that at some point in their life they might have been engaged in a behaviour that's likely to pass someone else's blood into their blood, if they might have been at risk of blood, if that's something that someone's concerned about, don't wait. Come and see us at Hepatitis WA, because for all the blood-borne viruses, whether it's Hep B, Hep C or HIV, they're treatable and manageable and also really preventable.
That's awesome news to know. And anyone who is listening, make sure you head on over to those websites for any more information. Matt, thank you so much for coming on the show with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Again, if anybody wants some more information, head on over to Hepatitis WA website or healthywa.wa.gov.au.